The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. A cashless society would be a vast improvement over the crude system we know today. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
What are you doing, Billy?
Oh, nothing. I'm setting up a lemonade stand to earn some extra spending money. It's my first, very own business.
Now, Billy, why would you want to go and do something like that? Won't that be a lot of hard work?
Well, my grandpa always said, if you have a plan and take the initiative, the free market always rewards the best idea. I'm going to save enough money to buy a new bicycle.
Billy, it sounds to me like you've come down with a bad case of free market capitalism. And I've got just the thing to clear it up.
You do?
It's the all-new Obama Hydrogen Peroxide. The only product guaranteed to kill capitalism on contact.
But why would anyone want to kill capitalism? Capitalism is the engine that allows Americans to be prosperous and free and enjoy the wealth of... Hey, what are you doing?
Don't worry, Billy. I've just applied a dose of Obama's hydrogen peroxide. Soon that rash of capitalist ideology you're spouting and all that yearning for success will be gone. Now, how do you feel?
Mister, what am I out here doing working in the hot sun? I should be inside with government-provided air conditioning and giving the government all of my lemonade supplies so they can give it away to my neighbors.
Very good, Billy. Obama's hydrogen peroxide has taken away all your desire to make money and all the need for such hard work and financial aspirations.
Mister, I can't breathe. My lungs feel like they're collapsing. They're getting smaller.
Billy, that's Obama's hydrogen peroxide hard at work. It's not your lungs getting smaller. It's your heart, your dreams, all of your ambitions slowly ebbing away so you can enjoy life in a socialist utopia of laziness and mediocrity.
Mister, get me to a doctor. I think I'm about to... I'm choking.
There, Billy. You don't need a doctor. With Obama's hydrogen peroxide, you won't need a doctor ever again. And even if you did, you wouldn't have the money to pay for it. Here, have another dose.
No, mister. I can't take any more.
Obama's hydrogen peroxide kills capitalism on contact.
I'm choking.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
The Chad Olson Show. Last year, I was on 120 different radio interviews. And I've got to tell you that you're the best. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not flattering you. I want a promise from you that when you have your own national television show, that you don't forget AMAC and Dan Weber and you have a son.
The Chad Olson Show.
The Chad Olson Show.
You're a patriot, but even you're an intelligent patriot who can communicate. And that's so important.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson
the
Show.
Chad Olson Show. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
Do we have a deal? Mr. Reagan.
You know, I know this steak doesn't exist. I know that when I put it in my mouth, the Matrix is telling my brain that it is juicy and delicious. After 9 years, you know what I realize? Ignorance is bliss.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Well, that is the great peril of what confronts us when they're in the midst of this deliberate misery infliction device, misery infliction moment, when they're doing their best to try to trigger the death instinct of the human species. And I've spent time philosophically and ideologically trying to explain that concept to the listening audience in terms of what it is that they're trying to do. This isn't simply about gaining control. This is about hijacking the life force of the Homo sapien. This is about making it so miserable in this present moment, removing all of the value and the purpose. It's the point of the lockdowns. Everything else is to lower the resonating frequency, the energetics from a spiritual standpoint, the optimized energetics spiritually that the human being needs to resonate at in order to be connected to the Creator. And beyond that, to be connected to our higher purpose and have an understanding and a resonance with what it is that we are made to do in our brief sojourn in this physical realm. All of that depends on the will to survive, the will to live, and all of those resonating tones being in symphony throughout the course of your life. And it's a deep concept to understand, to realize that it is easy to push a human being and to, simply by changing their perception of the reality and their circumstances, pushing them to the brink of not even wanting to exist. I've long contended that the entire structure of modern life and the way that many of the things are constructed and foisted upon us and the things that we just take for rote reality are put in place to in the same way the economy has kind of been positioned and was positioned at the very edge and the precipice of a Grecian collapse for decades. Human existence and the golden vestigial cord that attaches each one of us to this physical realm, the part of the positioning of our reality and of our experience as human beings, they've pushed us to the very brink of the abyss in terms of what it requires to live daily life and what meaning there is that can be wrung out of the sponge of daily existence. I think I'm failing badly at this point to articulate exactly what it is that I'm talking about. There is such a thing in the human being known as the death instinct. That is, when we have suffered a grievous enough wound, when the human being has been mortally wounded, at some point there is a realization and an acceptance and an acquiescence to that. Soldiers go through it on the battlefield, the realization that the self has been wounded beyond repair. That is the moment of the triggering of the death instinct and the acceptance of the fate, the realization that physical life is about to come to an end and that we are about to transition into the fully spiritual plane of transcendent, soulful existence. Everything that they have been doing, and they've done it, they had us just positioned, even in the natural orchestration of life, they'd had us positioned as human beings on the very verge and on the edge of the precipice and the abyss. Constant busyness, constant stress, constant concern and worry, constant too few resources and push to the very brink of what it is that we try to do on a daily basis. I'm talking on a species level, not on an individual level. The challenge to each and every person is to use their time, talent, and volition to try to transcend to the best extent of our abilities these things that I'm talking about in terms of the existential burden of living. Some of us get there, some of us don't, some of us fail badly, some of us transcend, some of us don't. It is just the way of the world, and it is, in many cases, it's the luck of the draw, but in many cases as well, it's the will to survive and the will to do things that other people are not willing to do in order to get yourself to a different place, either materially, spiritually, or otherwise, so that you're able to transcend the circumstances and the very frustrating at times circumstances of what it means to be a human being. But they are triggering, they have in the business right now triggering the death instinct. And so the temptation as we come in, and that you hear the sound of that famous conversation between Agent Smith and the guy in the Matrix, and they're talking about, he's the traitor, he's the Judas in the room, he's willing to betray Neo and Morpheus and betray the rest of the people who are in the resistance against the agents and the agent program. And you hear him say right there, I know that this steak doesn't exist, but I don't care. It is so rich, it is so juicy, and I would rather have the illusion of that steak than have the reality of the, what was the stuff, the amino acids and basic proteins and whatever, that snot that they were eating on the on board the ship. Kid piped up and said it tasted like Tasty Wheat, but he didn't know if it tasted like Tasty Wheat because he'd never actually tasted Tasty Wheat, because Tasty Wheat only existed in the Matrix. But the guy says, I don't care that the steak isn't real. I just want to live in the reality of the steak, regardless of whether it's real or not. And where am I going with all this? Well, I think that that's potentially one of the great temptations that is presenting to the human species at this moment. I think we're going through deliberate bifurcation of the human species. In the United States, for example, you have a bifurcation between those who want to live in the reality of Joe Biden, the great president, Joe Biden, the capable, competent, intelligent leader, Joe Biden, the winner of the 2020 election, Joe Biden, the undoer of all the Donald Trump badness. I'm speaking of the reality that they're choosing to live in. And then on our side of the aisle, you have those who are living in the reality of Donald Trump returning to office in August, Donald Trump, rightful winner of the 2020 election, Donald Trump, soon to be president once again, Donald Trump, MAGA Nation, about to score a stunning and unbelievable victory against the deep state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're willingly and deliberately bifurcating ourselves into these populations that are living in these fantastical versions of virtual reality that has no bearing on real reality itself. I hear the good news that come out of Arizona and comes out of Georgia and is starting to come out of Wisconsin, and you hear the good news about the audits and the evidence and things that are piling up in terms of the reality of the fraud. We've known from the beginning the election was fraudulent. All you had to do was be able to understand basic mathematics to realize that they had stolen the election in real time on election night. That's the reason for the hockey stick changes in the vote totals and the vote counts that eventually led to the improbable and unlikely and just indubitably stupid notion of a Joe Biden victory. Oh ye of the election crowds, the campaign crowds of 20 and 30 people, if he was lucky, during that ridiculous campaign when he spent the majority of the time down in his basement in Delaware. But then we're sold this notion that Joe Biden is the winner of the 2020 election. All of the evidence in the world about the election fraud is meaningless unless there is a moral authority and an institution willing to engage in the necessary action to hold criminals accountable for their crimes. If you do not have a moral institution, one with both jurisdiction and the moral courage to do what is right, and I'm speaking either about the courts or legislative bodies, everything boiled down to January 6th. And the reality of it is, the deep state knew that if they could get past a January 6th certification, they had the thing in the bag, regardless of what would come out later. And that's exactly where we are now. Yeah, the You have the January 6th Patriots locked up in solitary confinement, suffering the torture of 23 hours a day in isolation for misdemeanor trespassing crimes. You have Joe Biden and the rest of the cabal guilty of high treason for the manipulation and theft of the election, both through the COVID-19 bioweapon and via all the defamation, slander, and lies that they spread about Donald Trump for 4 years during his time in office in order to stilt the outcome of that 2020 election in the direction that they so desired. And yet they are in control, they're in power, they're in command, and you have large segments of our movement who are deciding instead to live in the realm of the Matrix stake. They want to believe that the audits, everything is going to come out, and suddenly Donald Trump is going to be back in office. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, this with all humility and with all due respect to fellow sojourners and fellow laborers in this cause, there is not going to be a reversal of the 2020 election result. It absolutely is not going to happen. Now, Donald Trump himself talking the other day about he's running or is he running, and, you know, the speculation about will Donald Trump run again in 2024. And I hear that there was, you know, some kind of dinner time conversation between him and one of his notable members of the Trump inner circle, indicating that, yes, he is planning on running again in 2024. Would that not be preclusive, or would that not be fairly substantive evidence of the fact that Donald Trump himself does not expect that he's going to be reinstalled and reinstated as the rightful winner of the 2020 election sometime next month? Even Donald Trump knows he's not going to be reinstated. That's the reason for a conversation about a 2024 run for President of the United States. We have to be willing to let go of the stake of the Matrix, these fantastical visions of invincibility and unstoppable white hat victories on the part of those who are, you know, doing battles supposedly against the deep state, military tribunals, and all the rest of it. We have to forego the stake of the Matrix in order to live in the desert of the real, even if it means choking down the snot stuff that's like tasty weed or whatever it is. We have to live in reality if there's any chance of victory. That's the simple truth of the matter, and I wonder sometimes whether it is even within the possibility of the majority of those who are engaged in this fight in the way that you and I are to submit ourselves to the pain of the reality, the painful truths and the painful reality about the fact that we have been cheated, we have been hornswoggled, we've been bamboozled, and that the deep state is in firm, unrelenting, unremitting control of the future of this nation, and that possibly political options have all been exhausted. And if political options are exhausted, you know what it is that I'm speaking about in terms of what comes next. That's the reason they're so desperate to cast anybody who questions the election result automatically becomes the bison horn Q doofus, the bison horn Q shaman doofus with his assless buckskins and his face paint and all the rest of it. That is the reason they're trying so desperately to put in place pre-narrative and pre-context about what is to come, because they understand implicitly that there is very possibly going to transition a kinetic stage of this conflict that is the natural outgrowth and is the next stage of what it is that could happen between the deep state and the Patriot set as we confront the future and this conflict, not just for the future of the United States, but for free humanity writ large. Got to be willing to give up the Matrix stake in order to have any chance of victory. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network. Times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same.
The Chad Olson Show.
Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by. Seems to be you could have been a better friend to me.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.